Hey everybody, and welcome back to the Pizza Time Podcast. I'm your host, Henry, and with me today is,
Andres.
Andrew.
Hey, sup, it's me, Andrew.
You know, but we knew him before he blew up and, you know, just left us. Steven's back.
Yay. Nah, I'm not sad.
We're here, I'm here with your boy, Steven, to talk about... The boys.
The actual boys. So we got,
yeah, just our friend group.
Wiffle, we got Shiro.
It's like, it's, you know, it's Rice, Ray Tobar, yeah. Quiffle.
Let's see who else.
Shiro.
If he would ever play, what's...
Upstate.
Upstate Curve. No, your cousin.
Oh, what was his name? What was his game?
I forgot his gamer tag. It was something...
Bigoso.
Yeah.
Bigoso 34, remember following him?
Mm-hmm. So he's pretty cool. So
yeah, don't forget to subscribe to the seventh quarter podcast. Yes.
I hope he's listening.
He doesn't listen to my stuff.
He doesn't listen to mine either, and I'm very upset. He's the reason why we even started, technically.
Oh my God.
Because we were trying to rival with him. We're like, if he can start a podcast, well, we can do our own.
And clearly, we each are beating him.
Yeah.
You by a lot.
Yeah, well, we ate them alive, so it's all good.
It's cool.
But yeah, so The Boys, season 3, halfway, just wrapped up.
It wrapped up.
No, that was half of season 3.
This isn't Stranger Things, that was season 3.
No, that's half. It was only 8 episodes. Why is every other episode 10 episodes?
I think they shortened the season.
No, they're doing a halfway point. Look at it.
First of all, how am I starting this and just
not even knowing?
No, because I'm making a whole podcast about it.
No, you're. Oh, Jesus Christ!
Oh yeah, special guest, my cat Haku. Haku,
holy man!
Yeah, no, he's
freaked me out.
Keep him away from the laptop. Remember, he steps on.
Go away,
stuff.
Buddy. Go away.
I could get the spray bottle.
Go away. Let me see if I can play something.
Look at his eyes!
Run, Haku, run!
Don't give him a seizure!
Run, Haku! Oh, he's fine.
Do you have a
laser?
I actually do. Keep him talking for a second.
Yeah,
talk.
Here. So, The Boys, I just wrapped up, you know, season 3, and it's a doozy. So, spoiler alert, this is your 10 second, you know, don't listen to this 10 seconds. I don't know. So Black Noir, your boy, he passes away. I'll leave it just there. It's pretty sad. So yeah, once Henry comes back, we'll talk about that more. But I think what we're gonna do is make this a 3-parter and do a recap of season 1, season 2, and season 3. Well, at least halfway through season 3, which I'm thinking...
We went out anyway.
Okay, perfect. So is it a halfway through season 3, then?
I haven't even looked it up. I was distracted by the cat. Never mind.
I was just telling him about Black Noir. I already gave him a warning. A 10-second countdown.
So you told him... Which part did you tell him? There's so much
about
Black...
All I said was that Black Noir, our boy, was gone. That's all I said.
Oh, my God. That made me so sad.
I know. So, but I gave him a 10-second warning. So everybody's good and happy. And I was explaining that we're going to do a... 3-parter. First part, you know, 20-25 minutes. Second part, 20-25 minutes. Third part, 20-25 minutes.
It's only 8.
Is it really?
Yeah.
But everything else had 10, so I thought this one was splitting it in half and going like a 16 route.
No, they're doing...
So season 4...
starts filming in August.
Oh, wow. Okay. I thought they were... Never mind.
Yeah.
So season 3, it ended. It was really, really good.
Yeah, it's not making me look like the idiot.
So either way... That's lame, though. Why would they stop it at 8? Why not just do 10?
Bro, they're doing that with so much shows recently, and it's pissing me off. Kenobi only had 6.
Well, Kenobi sucked, so...
You didn't even watch it!
Exactly. Why would I watch something that's trash, Henry? Please.
Anyways, I'm not gonna get into this. I had a... quick little plug, if you want to know more about Kenobi, check out last episode.
Yeah, it's actually really good. I just listened to it.
What a stunning review by Creepypasta Myths.
I did not listen. So season 1.
Wait, are we going over all of it? I guess we'll do like a quick little rehab.
Well, are we doing just one episode, or like each episode is going to be a you know, a countdown.
To, I feel like,
we
I
focus
feel
on 1, 2, and
before
three.
Season. I could we could do this before season 4 comes out, which is gonna be for like a while.
Yeah,
we can do like a whole recap of every season. This one though, it's just since season 3 just ended. We'll do a
season. So just season 3. Okay, yeah. Cool. Never mind. X-nay everything I said. Yeah. Go ahead, Henry. Start it off.
I'm about to say, I don't know if we should, you know, bleep out the expletives of this, you know.
Like the bad words or like the stuff that happens?
I don't know.
I mean, hey, we're going to test out the new, you know, thingy-ma-bob, so.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
If you want to bleep out, just get ready. Make sure people know it's going to be like ear rape, because if you put the sound too high, it'll hurt some people's ears.
Yeah.
I learned that the hard way.
Oh, yeah, you know when you almost give me a concussion anytime you make noises when I listen to your podcast?
Hey, I just didn't know.
Guys,
how to...
go back to Creepypossum's first season and listen to some of the eerie yells he
season
does.
Season one, halfway through it, was like the lowest audio and you couldn't hear crap. And then half of season one, then I finally put up the audio, but the sound effects were way too high. So then it's like, I'm reading like this. And then...
and just... No. What was worse? So I was a painter at the time. I was on top of a roof. And this, I'm listening to, because he called me that. He's like, "Hey, listen to the new episode, see if it's good." This was back when he was getting.
This
maybe,
is back
like,
then when he finally listened to me,
yeah,
and he would listen.
But, yeah,
to
yeah, because
episode.
You know, because I only listen to indie podcasts. You know, he was only getting like 50 listens at the time. now he's like 3,500. But I remember I was on a roof and I forgot what it. I think it was something about The Simpsons or something.
Yeah, Bart's dead.
Something like that, yeah. And then out of nowhere, it just... Rah! And then I'm just on a roof. I almost fall off the damn roof.
Nice. Okay.
So, yeah, good times. And then, you know, after that, I worked at a car shop.
Yeah.
And I almost get a concussion.
Oh, yeah, because you're under...
I'm under a car, and then I just hear screaming.
Well, I mean, hey, I give that atmosphere for, you know, the creepy listeners out there that like horror. I mean, I try to put you in the situation of the... unforeseen souls that are going through this.
I love how this became story. Just a plug for Creepypasta.
Anyways, 3 second marker. So season 3, how'd you like it? Yeah, first of all, let's start it off. 1 out of 10. What do you give it so far?
I'm gonna say it now. In hindsight, I gave it 9, but I did watch season 3 twice because I had to watch it with my wife again.
You did, yeah. So you probably lost a little bit of its like. Not nostalgic-y, but
No. I lost... I know how bad it got, like, after I watched, like, a few exploding people or, like, people dying in a certain way.
Season
just, like...
2, I think, was by far not the best.
It might have been the bloodiest, though.
But golly, was that one, like, the... Yeah, like, the goriest
one. I think so. This one... I feel
and
like
there were so much Nazis. Sorry.
I mean, there's still them some here. If you think about it, but season, all right, quick rank of the seasons, this is the best season.
This one is the best
season? This is the best season.
I did like this season, but I think season 2 still has it. That one hooked me more. Season 1, I'm sorry, it was really, I think halfway it was really slow, and then it started picking up, like, after, like, last 4 episodes.
I feel like I put season 1 in the middle, because they were kind of, like, testing the waters to see how far they could go.
Exactly.
And even in, like, certain interviews, they're like, there's some things we wanted to do, but we had to hold back because we didn't know how far Amazon would...
Yeah, like, budget us or let us do.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's
which,
a gory...
Which, you know, I found out that you can... It's like what we noticed. They can show penis, but they can never show an erect penis.
Really?
Yeah, that's the rule. You can show a penis.
Wasn't there an
erect
penis when they were getting the shot of this guy taking
a
dump?
He wasn't erect.
He was just that hung?
Yeah.
Golly.
He was just that hung.
Oh my
god. It looks
gosh.
Like the Lincoln Tunnel.
Basically.
Is that what he said?
I don't know what he says, but, you know, Soldier Boy's a little crazy.
Yeah.
But, okay, so season... Well, what do you rank season 1, then?
Season 1, I'd give it a 7. Yeah. I'd give season 1 a 7.
Okay.
Season 2... Oh, you're right. I did like season 2.
It was good, man. It was... Like, the whole finally... You know, spoilers alert. Like, the whole thing with Homelander's kid and his wife, you know, what's-his-face's wife being alive.
Becca.
Butcher. Becca! And then, yeah, it was just
and
really
the,
well-played.
Stormfront, you know, reveal and all
Stormfront
that.
The whole Stormfront thing was really good, too.
Kimiko's brother.
That was really good too. Just
he was in like three episodes, but he got murked.
All of the gore that was like from Deadpool 2.
No, hold up. I have one gripe with season 3 actually, and uh-huh. I'll get to it. But anyways, back to remind me the one thing that kind of pissed me off. Right. You. So yeah, no, season 2. I'd also have to put a 9, but I guess I'd have to give a slight edge here to season 3. I like because it was more story based. I like the story more in season 3.
It wasn't even okay. If I'm being honest with you. There was no story in season 3.
How was there no story? They're trying to get Homelander.
The only... Yeah, but that's the thing. That's the whole plot of the freaking show.
Well, oh, yeah, that is true.
So what was the story here? The story, at least with 1 and 2, connects with the kid. And it goes back to that.
Season 3 is about fathers and sons.
Okay, I'll give you that. But that's the thing. It's just like...
Also, I think I just like... I also really like Maeve this season.
Maeve was awesome. Maeve was a great character.
I will say this. I did also really like season 3's all-girl... Or season 2's all-girl fight.
Yeah.
I remember I watched that with my wife, and she was audibly screaming various words about, you know, like...
Nazis.
Is this where we test out the bleeping thing?
I mean, sure. Do it.
I'm going to do it in Spanish of what she said.
Perfect.
It's like, matas a p***a Nazi! And I'm like, oh, lovely.
What'd you say?
I said, Spanish. Sorry, I forget. Steven is,
Andrew.
Oh, yeah, Andrew is definitely not an
Alright, I guess I get to bleep two things out today.
What you bleep about Steven is definitely not, beep! Yeah. It's like anonymity. I will never reveal my nationality.
I'm an alien.
Illegal.
So the thing is with that, yeah, I get the whole girl power and the girl fighting scene. So it was really good. But yeah, season 2, I still think season 2. It goes for me 3... No, it goes 2. For me 1, 2, 3. No, 1, 3, 2.
Wait.
The lowest was the 1.
Ah.
Middle was 3. Well, best was 2.
That. It made it seem like you thought 1 was the best.
Nah, I don't do that. Whatever I say last is the best. Like,
save the best for last.
Yeah.
No, exactly. I'd have to go 3-2-1.
Wait, but you're going backwards.
Wait, so it's 1-2-3.
So yeah, you're just going by direct.
Anyways, order. I thought this is the best season, but all right, so let's get to the.
I just hated that it was short.
Yeah, no, I'm really not liking that a lot of series are doing this. Oh, it's only 8-6 episodes. I'm like, what happened to the days of 20 episode seasons?
What happened to the, at least give me 10? Like you started off with 10. End it with 10. What the hell are you doing switching? And the next season, I feel, is going to be 4 episodes.
It might be 6.
I'm being honest, yeah.
I think that's what they did with... I think that's what they did with one of the Mandalorian seasons, I think.
That's so dumb. But, okay, so go ahead. You want to start off with the first episode then?
Well, I guess we'll just kind of go with, like, not episode per episode, but, like, chronologically, where everyone's at.
Yeah. Well, it's been a year.
It's been a year, and yeah. Huey is now the boss of Butcher.
Yeah,
which the roles reverse. I kind of liked it for him. It shows that he's competent.
Okay.
I also like the fact that he's trying to do it the right way.
Yeah.
Which in later on we realize it's kind of there's no real right way.
Yeah, it gets a little.
There's a gray area there.
Yeah,
but
again, he doesn't have superpowers, so it's like he can only do so much to somebody that can Thanos snap him away. You get me?
I mean, one like gaze and he's gone.
Yeah, exactly. Just one laser beam and just. Bzz,
I mean, there's like technically, so there's a few people there that just one instant can kill you. Victoria Newman.
Which one's that one again? Oh, the head popper.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true.
He works. Oh, also the fact that he works for.
Yeah, that was crazy. Are we? That's not season 2, right?
No, it's season. They revealed that season 2 at the end. Like, remember when you saw yes, the
that's what it was. And then in the season 3, it starts off, and he's like, "I don't know what I should do, Starlight." And Starlight's like, "It's okay, don't worry." And then he's like,
"I was say my
he
one
breaks his arm." That's what it was. I remember.
I'll say
it.
The gripe I have with this is Huey being again. It gets fixed at the end, but Huey's like, "I have to save you. I have to save you." Like,
it's starting to get annoying.
Yeah,
I understood that. Even in season 2, he started doing that like towards the end.
Yeah,
and I was just like, "All right."
Buddy, I mean, it's like, and again, I watched all this over again, like season 1 to 3. Yeah. And I'm like, even then, I'm like, "All right." So in the beginning, you were kind of cool because you were like, "Oh, I'm okay with my significant other being stronger.
Yeah, being stronger than me. But then towards the end, he's just kind of like, he's like, nah, I don't like that. We should, I should be the protector. And I get that, but.
You know, it's 2022, buddy.
Yeah, let her do what she's got to do.
Okay? Who are you, Soldier Boy?
I'm sorry, I love Soldier Boy. He was such a great add-on.
It's like, technically speaking, I love it, because technically speaking, that's how, it's messed up, but that's how Captain America should have kind of reacted.
Oh, no, for sure.
When he woke up.
Yeah, no.
Because, man, the 40s were a different time, bro.
Racism, all these drugs, just...
Sexism,
just everything. Macho Man.
Like, homophobia.
Everything. And that's the crazy part. And imagine waking up from the 40s to the 2020s where all this stuff is going on. It just probably threw him off.
I just love while he was walking around New York, it's just like, he didn't say anything, but with just his looks, you're just,
you can
like,
tell. He's like our Hispanic father.
Oh, very judgmental. Yeah, exactly. They have a lot of things we would get canceled for.
Exactly. So that's the reason why we're talking about this, because Soldier Boy's the enemy here, and he needs to be thrown away.
Well, technically he was.
Yeah, towards the end. Spoilers.
Oh, we're... Okay, champ. No, but yeah, I love the fact that the boys are also kind of like cool. Most of the boys are cool with working with Huey.
Yeah.
Except, well, Mother's Milk ain't working with him. No, he went to... Yeah, because in the beginning, Mother's Milk, MM.
Oh, yeah, he went off to do, I think, his own stuff. He just stopped working.
Yeah, and he's just taking care of his daughter, you know, splitting custody with, you know, the racist nerd.
Oh, yeah, the God, that last part in the end.
Oh, my God.
Woohoo! Yeah!
Yeah!
Homelander.
Yeah!
Okay. He's super happy.
Oh, my God. That makes me worry. I know that man wants to kill MM.
Oh, I bet. And I bet it's going to get, maybe season 4, it's going to get to the point where Homelander might get MM's daughter.
I'm thinking, alright, quick little prediction for season 4, one of the boys is going to die. One or two of them. Because none of the boys have been terribly...
injured or anything.
I mean, injured, yes, but none of them have like, had any real, real consequences.
But we're starting to get kind of like that, because even with, what's her name... Moncur, what's her name?
Kimiko.
The animal?
The female.
The female, she got, you know, permanently, technically, her powers taken away.
And she was almost fatally injured.
Yeah, so it's just like...
Multiple times.
And what's funny is, like, during that car ride, you just see Huey kind of, like, high and happy. He's just like, oh, yeah. And I was like, what is going on here? So, I feel, you know, prediction-wise, spoiler, Butcher's gonna die.
Well, I don't have you read the have you read the whole comic series though?
I listened to it from the guy that you told me to listen to. I know in the end it was, you know, spoilers, Black Noir was really Homelander, and then Butcher teamed up with Homelander basically to kill Black Noir, right? Or no?
Kind of. So in the end, Butcher confronts but again, spoilers for the comic, but the comic, yeah. it's nothing like the show
anymore. It's really not going anywhere. It's going off track, but yeah. In a good way.
Yeah, oh yeah, no.
So good.
Like, I've if you read the comic, there's parts you're like, this.
It's a little too much. It's just, from the guy that did the YouTube series, he was basically saying that it's like an angsty teenager.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Writing, like, you know, dick jokes and, like, talking about sexuality and...
Like, if you thought herogasm in the show was, like, a lot...
The comic is way worse.
10 times worse.
And even the whole Starlight thing with the Deep.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't the Deep.
It was
A-Train,
Homelander, and Black Noir. Yeah. And I was just like, wow. That's a little too much. So
yeah. But yeah. In the comic, after they finish, you know, killing most of the Supes and Homelander and all that.
Yeah.
Butcher kills the boys.
That's what it was. Then he just turns on everybody because he goes, well, nobody deserves these powers.
Yeah. Oh, also in the comics, they all took... they didn't take Temp V, they took Compound V.
Yeah, they all had powers. But what was I going to say? But also with that, the whole different dynamic on how Compound... Or like how the short shots of Compound B has been Compound 5 or
no 20 V24
that stuff's like slowly affecting them, And then that's when Starlight was like, hey, you know, you gotta tell Huey, it's gonna kill you. So he, you know, knocks him out, and then he takes it. But then he has that, like, whole, like, orgasm towards the end where he, like, knocks out, and he starts bleeding out of his nose. So
his ears.
Or his ears, sorry. And then he wakes up. His
brain,
leaking. Just starting to basically melt. And from there, the doctor was like, hey, man, you got, like, what, 8 months?
12 to 18 months.
12 to 18 months, that's what it was. And then he was like, all right, piss off. I was like, all right, cool. But for sure in either season 4 or at the beginning of 5 or halfway through 5, he's going to have to die. For sure, because going by how the show's going,
yeah,
it's, again, way off track from the comics. Yeah. So I feel like putting Soldier Boy away, Homelander's still going crazy with his son. I think the whole dynamic between his son and Homelander is going to become more of a Brightburn situation.
Oh, so they make the boy like a little devil.
A little devil, and he's going to start doing his stuff. He just
starts smiling at the end.
Exactly. So I feel like that's going to happen, and then Butcher's going to sacrifice himself to save the kid.
Again.
Wow. But this time, you know, he's going to get flashbacks about his mom and everything, and then the kid's going to turn to Homelander, kill him.
Oh,
I'm calling that. And then Butcher dies, Homelander dies, and then we don't know if Black Noir is officially dead, though.
Technically, no.
So, because we only saw his mask, and we just saw his guts out on the floor. And then
also love that Black Noir is a Christian.
Yes. He's a good Christian boy. What else? And then I think, not Huey, but either, what's her name? The female or Frenchie might die. I'm calling either Frenchie
or Kimiko.
Or Kimiko's gonna die, and Butcher for sure. Everybody else, have at it. But what do you think?
I love how we're making predictions and we haven't really talked about the whole season.
It's fine. It's okay.
They were all over the place. But no, I think, honestly, because they're gonna go for a big emotional impact. Saying Mother's Milk. Because Mother's Milk's the glue of the team, basically. Huey, yeah.
Yeah.
He's trying to be, but Huey pisses you off so many times. But Mother's Milk's the one that's always made the right decision.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
And without him, the boys are kind of just like a... What was that Joker quote? They're just a dog chasing a car. You don't know what to do when you get to it.
Exactly.
If you catch it.
Once you're finally there, it's like, what do you do?
Exactly.
I got you.
So I'm feeling Mother's Milk is going to go down like... Obviously, I feel like they got to give him like a hero's death, but...
All deaths are going to be sacrificial for the greater good in this show, is what I feel is going to happen. Because, again, they are not superheroes, but they are actually, in this universe, they're better than the superheroes themselves.
Yeah. Technically, they're vigilantes.
Exactly. So,
they're government-funded, though.
And if they don't do what they say, their heads pop.
Yeah.
But that's the thing.
Does Soldier Boy come back for season 4?
I feel like he does not come back. Even though I would love him to come back.
Oh God. Jensen Ackles.
He's such a good actor. I feel like he's not going to come back.
Probably not.
Because after they, you know, shut him down. Because again, if they bring him back, it's another season 3 all over again.
But this time,
does he just go rogue?
I feel they'll bring him back in the whatever final season they have.
Probably, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But at least for season 4, I don't think he'll come back.
Because I don't think they're stopping in season 4. I'm saying they'll get to 6.
Season 6?
I'm calling season 6.
All right, I'm calling 8.
8?
8. They have enough material from the... Well, 5. They're going to stop at 5.
They're going to stop
at
5?
I mean, Breaking Bad stopped at 4. Stopped at 5, and that pissed me off. And 5 was like a half. Like a 6 episode thing. And I was like, what the...
I mean, I hope... Here's the thing. I want to keep... Well, I love this show.
I love it, too.
But at the same time, I don't want them to start pulling a Flash.
Yeah. Or start... Like, it just eggs on for too long, and then it just loses its appeal.
Yeah.
And that's true.
I'm saying 6 seasons.
6 seasons? Okay.
6 seasons.
I can give you that.
And calling it now President Homelander.
Wasn't her face... What's her face trying to
Victoria
be president?
Newman, yeah.
Yeah, she's trying to be president.
And if you remember in the comics, it's a guy. It's Victor Newman.
Yeah.
He's an idiot, though, in the
and
comics.
And then Homelander kills him. Or... No, he does. It's actual Homelander that kills him towards the end.
Yeah, at the end. Because he was the vice president.
Exactly.
So again, little spoilers if you haven't read the comics. But in the comics, Victor Newman becomes the vice president.
Yeah.
To the same guy, actually. Dakota Bob.
Got you.
Okay. Same guy, Dakota Bob. Yeah. And then Dakota Bob's... Oh, his death is the dumbest thing ever in the comic.
I don't remember it, but...
Literally some, like... There's kids at the White House, and they're showing off, like, animals. And one
does he get mauled by a tiger?
By a Wolverine.
That's what it was, okay. Yeah.
Or like a badger or something.
Yeah.
It cuts his jugular. It was a complete accident. And doesn't
he bleed out like right in front of the... Like,
yeah, in front of the Secret Service and the kids.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And then Victor Newman becomes president, and he's kind of like Vought's inside man.
I mean, the whole story on The Boys is getting, getting funded for these superheroes. So
to be in the military.
Basically, you know, control the world.
Yeah, and make all the money.
Yeah, exactly. Which is... What the show even focuses on now is just, like, what the media is portraying right now. Yeah. I mean, with all this Instagram, all the fame that you can get, all the followers.
Oh, no, the political commentary is spot on. The whole, oh, the Kendall Jenner or A-Train ad.
Yeah, dude, that I was saw hilarious. That was funny. I was super confused because I was like, I felt like I've watched this before. And then I was like, oh, it's from her. So
no, my wife had never seen the commercial.
Oh, really?
And then she's like, well, she's like, oh, that's messed up, like the A-Train one. And she's I'm like, yeah, do you remember you saw the other commercial, right? She's like, no.
Yeah.
I had to show it to her, and she's like, wow. They aired this?
Yeah.
It's like, and no one said anything. I'm like, a lot of people said stuff.
Oh yeah. And then like, it was probably promptly taken down after like a month or two.
It was a week.
Oh, it was a week?
It was a week, and they took it down.
Yeah. So it was bad, but
horrible.
But yeah, A-Train can get away with it.
Oh God! Also, all right.
Literally, because he runs fast.
How do you feel about him being like in the middle? Like, you know what I mean? He's not. He's with Homelander, but out of fear.
Yes, but he technically caused what's his face's death.
There we go. We're going to the thing I didn't like. Supersonic deserved better.
He did. He did. I agree with you on that.
First of all, it was like Latino representation. Finally,
I know.
The one Hispanic.
Well, we have a good Hispanic. It was the guy that was running fast. Was his name Phoenix? The guy that ran with A-Train? The
one he was Hispanic?
They gave him his heart?
Oh, no.
Is that
Blue Hawk?
Blue Hawk? Is that
dude not? That's a white guy, bro.
Is it really?
That's a white guy.
There's no way that dude's white.
Blue, hold up.
Please look it up. I want to say that is a Hispanic actor. There's no way that dude is white. There's no way. You see his mustache? Sorry, no offense. But it's like, I can't even grow a mustache. And it comes out just like that.
Nick Wechsler. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So he's white? Let me see his face.
Hold on.
He looks Hispanic, bro. Check his mom. Check his mom and dad. See where they're from. Please.
I don't have much information about this man.
It's because he's Hispanic. He's illegal.
First of all... I don't appreciate that joke.
Dude, that dude looks white. I mean, not white. Hispanic, man.
Oh, come on, God.
Please be Latino. Please.
Why are you rooting for the racist to be Latino?
Well, it's because you said there's only one Hispanic. I was like, no, there's no way. Dude, it has to be white.
See, no, I'm just copying the dude's name. Was it Nick Wechsler?
Right. Nick Wechsler. So anyways, while you're looking at that, I'll keep talking about that. The crazy part is that when the whole Herogasm part happened... I can't believe they gave him his heart.
Oh, no. I feel like that was kind of Vought's way of saying, like, hey, step out of line again.
Yeah.
And watch what happens.
Exactly.
He was... Because he kept going on and on about it. And he finally did something, but without their permission.
Yeah. And then that caused a huge thing. It's just crazy.
Well, he's from New Mexico.
So close.
I'm trying to see. Again, no.
Nothing on his parents? That's crazy.
Lord, he has seven brothers.
Seven brothers? He's Hispanic, bro. Don't give me that. His dad has to be Englishman. His dad has to be American. Oi. And then his mom has to be Hispanic. He has to be.
I'm genuinely trying to see it.
There's no way. We'll figure it out, and we'll put it on the show notes. If not, we'll edit it in the very end. We go, he was Hispanic, I told you.
All right. I'm on Wikipedia.
Come on, baby. New Mexico?
They do not have a lot of information.
Nothing
on
his parents? Man. Dude, even that hair, bro.
He was Malcolm in the Middle.
Malcolm? He was in Malcolm in the Middle? Oh, no, I don't know who he is. But
I guess he wasn't there a lot, but he was there.
Well, we'll figure it out later. Going back to what were we talking about? Season 3. Oh, that whole thing when he went into his mind. The mind dude that messed him up. And then, what's his name? Butcher was on the ground just thinking about how his brother freaking kills himself. That was heavy stuff, man. And his dad would, come in and just beat him and then leave. And then,
he was a good brother, but then...
He, towards the end, he
became his father.
He became his father. Like, all... Unfortunately, all men that are bitter with their fathers become their fathers.
Oh, God, is that us?
I think so. But yes, that was a crazy thing. It's okay. We'll find it later. Seriously.
Yeah, I genuinely cannot tell.
It's cool. We'll edit it in. All right, let me think what else. But yeah.
But yeah.
Who was your favorite standout character in season 3, at least in your opinion? You said Maeve, so.
I'll say it's between Maeve and Black Noir.
Dude, even though Black Noir says nothing... It hurts so... It was like a punch in the gut.
Yeah.
Literally.
Oh, God.
It hurts so bad, so... I miss him. He reminds me of, a silent Deadpool.
Also, it's Batman and Deadpool in one, technically.
Basically, yeah. Hey, at least he didn't get destroyed, in... what's it called? Invincible?
Oh, God, yeah.
With Omni-Man.
We'll do a review of that one.
We gotta do that one, dude. That one's gonna be good, too.
Oh, my God. All these, anti-Superman, shows.
It's so good. It's so freaking good. Yeah, Black Noir was really good, too. I think Butcher has grown a lot... excuse me. Has grown a lot on me. In the beginning, I liked Butcher because he was, a badass. But then I can see that he has a soft side, and he actually is caring. Yeah. Unlike in the comics where he does not care.
Oh, no, at all.
He's literally the Punisher's son and Satan mixed together. That's how he is.
Yeah, I could see it.
Black trench coat and all.
I was about to say, I think the design is low-key Punisher-like, too.
Yeah, and I think that's what the writer went with it, because I think in that video he was saying that he literally hates comic book heroes. I think he straight up just hates them. And the only ones he liked were, you and me, Superman, Batman, and I think Wonder Woman. And those were it. Everybody else, he was like, F them. And I could see that with the Punisher, because there's a comic with the Punisher literally taking out everybody.
He kills the Marvel Universe.
So, it makes sense.
Fascinating read, by the way. And then Deadpool did it, too.
Yeah,
Deadpool. And the Hulk.
Everyone's killed everyone. Except Captain America, because he's a good man.
He was a Nazi in one.
Well, he was, he's also Soldier Boy.
I guess also Soldier Boy was a standout.
Very good.
Again, great villain. Is he really a villain, though?
No, he's just a dick.
Yeah, he's just a dick.
If I'm being honest with you. And I hated that it took 3 episodes until we got him, though. Wasn't it 3 episodes?
Yeah. Yeah,
so we episodes. Only had him for what? 5 episodes? If not less, probably 4? If I'm being honest.
Yeah, no, about technically 4, because he was at the end of the episode 3.
Yeah.
And we only see a little bit of him
in episode 4.
And then after that, you start seeing him.
Yeah, and then we see him. And that's the thing that I hated, because it was it's so short. I don't know, man.
True. Because, in last season, we had a lot of time with Stormfront.
Exactly. We had and the whole movie, too.
Oh, yeah.
That was hilarious. It was so
Charlize
good.
Charlize Theron.
It was so freaking good. That's what I'm saying. Season 2, I think, hit its peak. Season 3 still is hitting its marks. But I think season 2, if they go back to season 4, doing all the blood and guts and more of how the comics is, I think it'll hit again.
Probably.
In my mind, at least.
I mean, this season, they did go a little more sexual than violent.
They went super sexual. Yeah. Well, no. Season 2, Homelander was literally banging a Nazi.
Well, yeah, no, but this season, one, we went inside a man's penis, his urethra.
That was literally the beginning, and I don't know how
we... 10 minutes in.
I don't even know how we didn't start off with that. I completely forgot about that.
This is true.
But it was the most shocking intro.
I will say that, I'm not going to say that got me, for a second I considered turning it off when I saw that. I'm like, oh my God, but then I remember the show was great.
Yeah.
Because even for me, that was, I was like, good Lord, that's,
Dude, it was so detailed. It was so freaking detailed. I was like, oh, gosh. But yeah, that intro will hook you, and you'll be like,
and then, all right, so there was that. Uh-huh. There was Oh, Soldier Boy banging the old ladies.
That threw me off so hard, but I understand why. Because he's old.
Herogasm.
Herogasm was crazy.
Yeah.
That was a wild episode.
It's also Starlight and Huey banging this one. You see it?
Oh, yeah. Well, somewhat.
Beginning, yeah.
Yeah.
Homelander getting a handy from Stormfront.
But that was season two, though.
No, that was the first episode.
No?
Yes, it was.
She was there. She was still alive.
Yeah, remember she... Oh, do you remember the suicide scene? The one where the chick was going to jump off a building and then...
That was... It was hilarious, but messed up at the same time.
Very messed up.
But, yeah, I think, like, the first three episodes are, like, in a... I don't remember them.
Well, it's because...
Soldier Boy takes the show.
Soldier Boy... Exactly. Soldier Boy steals the show towards the end.
Like, literally after that, all I can hear is you... You know, you're like the worst son possible. I forgot what he said.
We'll do it. We'll say it right at the end.
Yeah. So that's the reason why. And it's just like, all right, but going on, since we're talking a little too much.
So now we'll focus more on Soldier Boy, the whole story of Soldier Boy.
Exactly.
And his horrible. He's just a horrible person,
He's just the worst.
The flashbacks, the ones from Nicaragua and from Black Noir. Well, Black Noir's technical flashbacks.
And there's his cartoon flashbacks.
Oh my god, that made me feel so bad.
Even, yeah, but they were even worse, because they were even more detailed because of the cartoon.
Yeah, you realize how much of a... It's like, and the fact that... So at first we see they're like, Payback betrayed Soldier Boy. So you're like, oh man, they betrayed him, they're kind of dicks. No, he deserved it.
Yeah.
You see how he beat the hell out of...
Black Noir.
No, not before that.
Oh, what was it?
Gunpowder.
Gunpowder, yeah.
He bullied Gunpowder to the point where even he, like, went to Vought about it, remember? Because Butcher had it, and he's just like, oh, did he touch one of your...
Yeah, dude.
Your holes or something? He's like, no, he just beat the living hell out of him.
Yeah. It was...
And you see it in the cartoon flashback. That's how it starts, is him beating up
Gunpowder. Yeah, he's like, what do you want? What do you want, huh? You want some of this? And he's like, hey, who else wants this? And I'm like, dude. And he's... I like how he was the cock. Like the chick.
It was the eagle.
The eagle, that's what he was. Never mind, it wasn't a
kid. Yeah, you're an idiot.
Yeah. I thought it was a chick.
No, not yet, not yet.
But
you see how bad he treated everyone, and Noir was just trying to get ahead in his career.
Basically. And he's like, crap, I have to listen to this guy that's the absolute worst, but if I don't, I'll die.
Yeah. And I love the Beverly Hills Cop reference.
Which one?
That he was going for the movie.
He was going for the movie. You're right. And he's like, you're not going to make it.
You're not funny. I'm like, damn.
You're not funny at all. And he's like, but come on, man. Just,
I was no, born to play this
up,
role.
Shut up. He just started beating him. I'm like, what the freak? Like, he has no remorse for anything.
At all. And the crazy part is, Black Noir's tech, I would say... Either the second or third strongest member of the seven.
So
it's between him and Maeve.
Yeah, and knowing that, and knowing how he literally beat Black Noir means that he's so freaking strong.
Exactly.
Like, he's like, if we're comparing it with like Marvel, like, he's Thanos strong at this point.
I'll say
out of this universe, he has to be Thanos strong.
Yeah.
Because again, it took what, towards the end, almost seven people just to take him out.
The Homelander? No, you're right. Yeah,
it was around seven.
It was Starlight.
It was Starlight.
All right. If it was superheroes though, Telly, Kimiko and Starlight could not take him out on their own.
No, they couldn't.
They're supposedly really strong.
Exactly. And even with all the light that Huey helped out towards the end,
he was still standing.
And the only thing that took him out was a piece of like that gas mask, and then literally Maeve shooting him out of the window.
Maeve.
That scene when she lost her eye by Homelander just sticking his thumb in there.
Also, like, hardcore as hell. Because first of all, in the comics, Maeve puts up a bit of a fight, but she gets her ass kicked by Homelander. Homelander's too strong.
Yeah. It's like if we compare Superman with Wonder Woman.
Well, no, don't say that.
Yeah, Superman would totally destroy Wonder Woman.
No, he wouldn't.
Yeah, he would. He's literally an alien.
He's physically stronger.
Yeah.
Super. All right. That's all right. It. Hold up. Quick. No. Quick tangent. Quick tangent. And I'll talk about this. I will talk about this another time. Shut up, Steven. I want to let people know. Wonder Woman in a one-on-one fight would beat Superman simply because Superman only relies on his power. Wonder Woman has been trained since she was a child to fight.
Yeah, Superman has to.
No, he hasn't. He lived on a farm.
Yeah, so? Green beans all day, buddy.
Anyway, don't listen to him. I will die on this hill. One-on-one, Wonder Woman beats Superman. If nothing is
maybe
in the
if
way.
He likes getting whipped, but other than that, nothing's gonna happen to Superman. Superman will literally.
Wonder Woman
right
is
off.
Literally made of magic, bro. Don't start with me. That's his.
Oh, so that's your thing?
That's
oh, it's
one
just
of
magic?
His. That's one of his weaknesses. All right. Shazam has beaten.
Is
beaten
literally
Superman.
Magic the only reason why she has to win?
No, she's also almost as strong as him.
So what you're telling me right now is that because if she has her magic. That destroys Superman? So it's just it's a, what's it called?
No, first of all, her lasso is magic. She can hold him and start beating the hell out of him.
No, he can literally rip out of that.
All right, this is a whole tangent. I'm gonna do a whole episode on
we
that.
We should do, okay, listen, comment if you guys want this on Instagram or wherever you guys like to comment, but maybe we should do, like, not death battles, but see. Like, I go in, and I go, I think we tried this.
We did.
Like 2 years ago.
Yeah, back when we were... Well,
so, maybe we should go back at it and do, like, a little podcast thing. Because it'd be fun to, you know, go back and forth with it. It's like, yeah. Omni-Man versus Superman. Who would win? I think Omni-Man would.
I'm saying Superman.
Because he, like you were saying for What's-Her-Face,
oh, no,
he's been
right.
trained since he was a kid.
To fight.
And he literally destroys worlds. And then he is the hardest one. And he's been fighting for thousands of years.
Also true.
So... Think, Mark. Think. But yeah, we'll if you guys want that.
Did you see, there was like an animated thing where they did Omni-Man versus...
Death Battle.
Yeah.
It was Homelander.
Yeah.
And Homelander eats his heart, I think. It was super good.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
like, Omni-Man
like,
rips out his
heart
eat
those words.
And he eats...
Yeah, he's like, I told you I'm going to make you eat those
heart.
Words. Yeah, or something. He goes, oh, and he pops his head. I was like, oh, my gosh. But yeah, Omni-Man would... Definitely one. Dude.
But yeah, it's the same. It's kind of the same. But I know. You know what? I'm not gonna
get
into this.
Let's go back.
Back to the main point. Also, yeah. So what were we talking about?
We're talking about Maeve losing her eyeball.
No, we were talking about Soldier Boy. How he stole the show.
Yeah.
So
Thanos.
The second part of the season. The premise was him hunting down his old team.
Yeah.
Which, good God, none of them age not great except Black Noir.
Yeah.
And no, they all actually. No, yeah, I forgot Black Noir's face is. Horribly scarred.
It's like, well, yeah, we learned that from, was it this season?
Oh, yeah, we saw his face.
Yeah, we saw his face. He takes off his mask, and, like, he's literally, and then in the cartoon, you see him, like, getting, like, paved on, like, a piece of metal, and, like, half of his brain sticking out.
Oh, yeah, on the metal, his face gets burned.
Yeah,
and
his face gets burned, and then he starts
smashing. And then the shield
smashes his head. You're right.
And a piece of his brain comes out.
Yeah. And still, he survived that. So, that's what makes me think he's still alive. And I bet he's going to come back with a vengeance, season 4. And that's where maybe the whole comic book thing might tie in, where he starts going crazy after that.
And he's going to want to kill Homelander because Homelander killed him.
Exactly.
Well, killed him.
Killed.
Yeah. I like how we're doing this as if people can see. We're doing the finger
quotations.
They
can see it. They can see it. They know. But yeah.
But yeah, so I like that little... Also, that I like the... You feel bad for the old team. One... Was it Crimson Countess is basically doing an OnlyFans?
Yeah, and then what's his name? Seth Rogen was. The,
oh my
the
god!
It's like, oh yeah, could you get the beads? The beads, please.
Oh Jesus!
It's like, you want these beads? Yeah, those.
Oh my god, that's horrible. And then the, the Wonder Twins.
They're the ones that constantly host every year's Herogasm. Is it every year or no?
Yeah, I think it's every
year.
Yeah,
so they're the ones that always do it, and then. What's his name? Gunpowder.
Gunpowder just got killed right before.
Yeah. Who was the other one?
The psychic dude.
The guy that takes you to your brain.
Mind something. Mindstorm. And that's where we saw that Billy had a horrible upbringing and that his brother kind of got shafted.
Yeah, basically.
That was horrible.
It was the worst.
But yeah. And, again, Soldier Boy just... I hated him, but God, I wanted to keep watching him.
He was so good.
And the outdated references and everything. It's like, Now, Cosby, that was a man.
It's like, oh, and you see Huey and everybody else's face go like, oh, no, you don't want to talk about
it. He made some strong drinks. I'm like, oh, my God.
That's the thing.
Or the Connery. You ever watch the Connery interview?
I think I did. I think you showed me the video of like, something about women.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They straight up asked Sean Connery if it was okay to hit a woman.
And he was like, yes, of like, course. Yes. Yes.
If they got out of line.
Just give her a good slap. It's like, whoa, John, what's wrong with you?
That's our James Bond.
Yep, we want him. Anyways.
We don't approve of that message, ladies and gentlemen.
We approve of Soldier Boy.
What? No. No. But I know, I love that. And then I love the little... He had an internal battle, and it was a bit of Butcher's fault pushing him towards the edge of not caring about his family. Because you even see it a lot of time. He refers to, I wanted to have kids.
Yeah.
I wanted to have sons. Yeah, and I wanted, like, a legacy.
Yeah.
And he even told Homelander, he's like, had they told me, I would have stepped aside.
Yeah. Had they told me I had a son, I would have let you take the throne or...
Yeah, take the spotlight. Like, who wouldn't want that for their son? And you're just like,
and Homelander just...
That floored me, bro.
Okay, so let's... Since it's... You know, we're hitting almost the hour mark. Let's wrap up with the final episode.
The final episode, the final battle, and then the final predictions.
Exactly. So, last episode. I think it was a great episode. I don't think it was amazing. But I think it hit some pretty good.
Oh yeah, I'll say I wanted another Homelander versus Soldier Boy.
Yeah. But then he was like, "But Dad, look, you have your grandson here."
I'll say I like the inner. It's like even I think for a second we all thought, "Oh damn, they're gonna team up."
Yeah, I was thinking that too. I was like, "Crap! Now this is the plot for season four." It's like, now you're gonna have to fight two monsters and the kid. It's like. Too much. I don't think Butcher could take that.
Yeah, and then, oh my God, it was the biggest, the disappointment, bro.
It was the worst.
Is that? That's how he's like talks. He's like, you know, it's bad when you kind of feel bad for Homelander. It's like that's how bad it got. I'm like,
everyone feels bad for Homelander. He's like a sad puppy.
He is, but he's like a sad puppy that murders people.
He wants so much attention, and he cares so much about, oh, they love me.
All right, I will say this. Like, it's not the final episode. I will say, whoever played, is like, Anthony Starr, the actor for Homelander, deserves some type of award. That mirror scene alone, where he was talking to himself.
So good. It was like the Willem Dafoe scene from Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Super good.
Oh, that man's got to do something. Also, quick side note, I heard he might be playing Dracula in Blade.
Oh my gosh, is he really?
There's rumors that he was that he's being looked at.
For what was part. The white guy's name from Blade 2?
The one that... Ryan Reynolds one?
No, Blade 3 was Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, which one was Blade 2?
Blade 2 was just him, whatever his name is. Wesley Snipes with that other white guy that he was chasing like throughout the entire movie.
Triple H?
Triple H was not in that movie.
He was in one of them.
Probably the third one.
Might have been.
I think Triple H was in the third one. I don't know. But
anyways, sidetrack. Yeah. But he deserves some type of award because one, that mirror scene was chilling. And it also gives you, this man has two personalities.
He has like multiple
personalities. Yeah. He has so many mental illnesses, bro. It's genuinely insane.
Yeah.
Like he has panic attacks. He has anxiety. He has another personality.
Okay, do you understand why he's like that, then?
Oh, yeah, no, he was raised in a box.
Yeah, so that makes sense. Like, imagine being raised in a box and then saying, you're the best there ever is and ever will be. Go out there and show the folks. And then all these people are screaming at you. And I mean, that would freak me out, too.
It's the whole I feel like it's kind of the whole child star
thing.
They never had a childhood, so they go crazy.
Exactly.
But, yeah, no, anyways, back to the main point. Yeah, I felt bad for him. The fact that he does love his son is kind of like, you're a horrible man, but you're somehow a better father than Butcher.
And somehow a better father than freaking, what's his name? Soldier Boy.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? Out of all the dads we've seen on this show,
Homelander
might be one of the best dads.
That's crazy.
For everything he's willing to do for his son. Like, he was a dick in the beginning, but it seems like, no, I really do love my son.
And that's the reason why I keep going back with, yeah, season one makes him seem like a monster. Season two deep dives into his psyche and how he is. And I think that's the reason why I like season two the best, because I love Homelander. I don't mean to say it in such a way where
All right, here's my question. Do you want him to die?
I don't want Homelander to die.
Ooh.
It's Homelander is just such a good actor, because that's the reason why I love him. He plays such an actor where you hate his guts for everything that he does, and that's what makes him a good actor. He's playing the role of the most the worst person on this human, you know, on this world possibly that there ever is. And yet you find ways to be like, "Oh, but he's really nice to his son. Oh, but he's really doing this in heart. Oh, he's So it's like he has a heart somewhere in his crazy mind.
But he's also a psychopath.
And maybe psychopaths just like each other.
He's a narcissist. He's a psychopath. He's a sociopath.
Yeah. He loves Nazis.
I think he just loves people that like him. Because I love the...
Like, yeah, because she loved him.
Yeah,
because like, she was in love with him.
Well, because that was the perfect human. Blonde hair, blue eyes, strong as hell. Yeah. That was Hitler's wet dream, bro.
Her race
a literal
right there.
Superman.
Yeah.
But no, it's the... But yeah, no, he doesn't care about, he just cares about himself, except now he cares about his son. Because even in season two, when she would talk about, like, Nazi stuff, he's like, I don't care.
Yeah, that is true.
So I think it's just, he wants acceptance, but now he's noticing, oh, look, I have a son and he actually likes me.
Yeah. And there's something that he can actually care about. Because again, growing up in that box, there was nothing that he really cared about.
And then even at the end, like right at the end, the one time he actually like genuinely killed someone in public, like a crowd of people, was because they threw something at his son.
That's true. And then also season two, when he went on that maniacal like
tear.
Started zapping everybody in his mind, he wakes up and he's like, "Oh crap, I'm gonna go." Yeah. And he flies away. I was like, "That was cool."
Yeah, but no, this one, now he doesn't care. He's like, "Well, he had a moment. He's like, you hit my son, I'm gonna kill you."
And that's the reason why for season four, I feel like. That's showing you at the end of that, where he just killed that one dude in front of everybody, he's going to be who he is in season four.
Oh, yeah. No, because
he doesn't care anymore.
In the beginning, dude.
If he doesn't like you, he'll
Yeah. In the beginning, you realize it was all an act, and he broke down once.
In front of everybody.
In front of everybody during the birthday thing.
He's like, F this, F that. I don't care about that.
He's like, y'all are making me feel less of a man. It's like, they're trying to like make me less of a man. I'm better than everyone. I'm better.
Yeah.
Like, that was his snap. And even after that, he went back to his like room and he's like, I don't care anymore. I lost everyone. Yeah. I don't care. But the second he heard like Ashley come up and say,
everyone
you're
loves
up.
You.
Yeah. You're up. And then he started jacking off to it.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah, he's constantly
but yeah,
some
but
handies.
Back to the main battle, Maeve versus Homelander.
That was a good battle. That was really good.
I will say one thing. I feel like at the beginning, Homelander was holding back.
Yeah,
because he's like Maeve, not now.
Yeah,
not
Maeve,
now,
Maeve, stop! And he just kept throwing her. He's like, quit! I'm gonna kill you.
No, and then Maeve stepped. I think after that, he realized he was being serious, and even Maeve stepped it up and started. Doing
I mean,
more.
After she lost her eye, she stepped it up completely.
Oh, yeah, I feel well adrenaline in one. She's like, oh, I could still die.
Yeah, no, that's true, and that's the reason why. So,
there's that. Maeve also made the sacrifice play at the end,
which is very noble.
And I feel that if that's the last time we see her character, I feel like that's the best ending she could have.
Oh yeah, and I'm glad she was sent off. I thought she died. And then, you know, when they show off that she was picked up and she lost her powers, I was like, good for her.
And she gets to go off and live with Elena.
She gets to leave. She gets to get a cool eye patch.
Yeah.
She looks like a pirate.
And I also like the little passing of the torch moment. Because remember in the beginning, like first season, Starlight would look up to Maeve.
Yeah.
And
now Maeve has to look at her with one eye.
Anyways, like I said, passing the torch moment, like everyone saw Maeve as the big, like, female superhero.
Yeah.
And you always see it too, like she had all the posters and stuff, and now just Annie.
Yeah, because she's not Starlight anymore. She was like, I don't work for VOD anymore.
Like, Annie's now the face of the female superhero. Well, the superheroes.
Basically. In that world.
Yeah.
It's basically her against Homelander.
Yeah. You see the protests.
Yeah. And now it's starting political protests between you know, Maeve and Homelander too.
Like, I'm not getting we're not gonna get political in this.
Exactly, but that yeah. that's the reason.
Just saying though, them Homelander fanboys really remind you of someone, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, yeah. They do.
Certain people.
upstate curves around there.
Jeez.
Certain quiffles.
Certain.
But anyways, towards the end, again, when they knock out Soldier Boy and, you know, Adam bombs himself from the building, I feel like that was a good ending too.
I also, again, also love the fact that he's not dead. They can bring him back.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, again, I'll say the final season, they're going to bring him back. To what extent, I don't know. I hope it's for like it's not just like a little cameo throwaway and he's like, oh, I'm here, and then he gets killed like immediately.
If that happens, that'd be pretty funny.
It kind of would be, but
I would hate it because I love him too.
No, it's like, as Supernatural's hilarious, and also he voices Batman and Red Hood in a few things.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know Under the Red Hood?
No, you told me to watch it.
It's a great one. Watch it, and he's the voice of Red Hood.
That's cool. That's super good. But
yeah, very cool.
He did a great job.
Other things too. I just don't know.
Yeah. No, he did a great job though. I think the stars of this season were, I think Butcher came out better. You can feel for him more, and then same with not as much Homelander.
Homelander's kind of just been consistent.
Yeah, he's been just consistent. But you can tell how more evil he's gotten. Like, he just doesn't give any yeah. craps anymore. And then, what's his name?
Soldier Boy.
Yeah.
Everyone really showed up. I think.
Yeah.
I'll say.
Even
Yeah.
Him being barely there. Even Frenchie. Kimiko. The whole musical.
Yeah. Everyone had I like that. Everyone had their moment, like their episode or their moments.
I think each episode basically focused on at least two characters at the same time.
Yeah.
If you really think about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, because again, there's only 8 episodes. So, like, the first episode was more about, what's his name? Butcher and...
Huey,
for example. Or it was... No, actually, it was Huey and Starlight more.
And Starlight.
And then the second episode was, like, you know, Butcher and whoever. But that's what I'm trying to say. Because then towards the end, it was all about Maeve. And all about, in a way, Huey again. Letting him let go of, like, hey, I need you
toxic to take... masculinity.
Exactly. Hispanics all there. All
right, let's calm that down. We here,
but
are feminists.
Yes, I agree with that. Wait, is that bad?
I don't know.
X-nay on that.
I am nothing.
We're neutral. We're neutral in Italians.
Everything. No, Italians aren't neutral. Remember, they were part. Oh, they were with the Nazis.
World War I, Italian.
We could just say Sweden.
We're Swedish. I don't want to do an accent.
Let's be T-Series.
Hey, guys. Beauty bye. Oh, sorry.
Hey, Brad.
Hey, Brad.
Beauty bye. Anyways, yeah. So, final thoughts on this season.
Great season. Not as good as 2. 8 out of 10.
Great. Best season so far. I'm saying 2 more seasons. And 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10.
All right. I can't. That's just, I don't want to do points or nothing. Just 9. If I do point, I guess 8.5.
Imagine.
I get 8. Actually, no, 8.5, just because they killed Supersonic and we never got to see him use his powers.
That pissed me off, too. Yeah, what was his powers?
So I looked it up. He has a super clap.
Nice. I liked when Homelander super clapped that one dude that was blind.
You know that was a play on Daredevil?
Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh,
because Daredevil's blind.
Yeah, he's blind, too. And then all he uses his ears. He goes, oh, okay. And he went, oh! And then Homelander's like, see? And he walks away. It's like bleeding out of his ears. Season 2, baby. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Season 2.
So, best one. We'll see what happens next, friends.
Yeah.
We'll make new more episodes on that when season 4 comes out.
Yeah, for sure.
And, quickly, plug yourself right quick, friend.
Oh, yeah. So, if you guys want to hear me, I'm on Creepy Pasta Myths. I'm on Apple, Spotify, wherever you want to listen to. And if you can, do a review. That'd be awesome. Do a review for this podcast, too. Because we're lacking on that department. And what's it called? But what was that thing that you wanted me to tell you towards the end that you hated?
I know. Wait, what thing?
You told me to remind you about
something. No, it was Supersonic.
Oh, okay, so it was
The homie Supersonic, bro.
But never mind. I'll let Henry end it, and but you guys, thank you for listening to us, and you know we'll be back for season 4.
And more episodes on other stuff.
Yeah, whenever it comes out. And seriously, if you guys want to do that, like, Death Battle-esque thing that we had.
I know I'll do a poll on Instagram, and also I think I'm going to try to start the Twitter up again.
Try it.
I might even make a TikTok channel, y'all. We're trying to expand.
Yeah, or do some solo episodes, you know?
No. We've already heard it a little. Never mind. Maybe.
It's cool.
Anyways, guys, thanks for listening, and remember, it's pizza time. Thanks for coming, man. I really appreciate you. But you want to know something? You know something?
What?
You're a f***ing disappointment. All right.